present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is David Furman, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to the programme that prompted John Logie Baird to invent television. The two teams are Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And Pembroke Taylor and Jonathan Inn. And Jonathan Lynn, being the newcomer, is the only one, including myself, who knows the rules. The scoring today will be slightly different, as we're now using the international rules as agreed under the Geneva Convention. Right. And the first game we have is one that's called Last Episode. And this is the one where I ask the teams, in order to put the last nail in the coffin of a long-running radio or television series, and to close it in one line. We're going to start with you, Graham Garden. And will you put the last line for Washington Behind Closed Doors? Thank you, Graham. And incidentally, that was David Furman who played the theme tune. Tim, your show is The Two Ronnies. Finish that off.
So it's a good night from me, and it's a good night from her. Oh, what a giveaway.
Barry, yours is slightly unnecessary, but I want you to put the final coup de grace to the Eurovision Song Contest.
Over to Angela. Thank you, be dad, be Jesus. And now... now the German entry coming on the stage, it's Heinz Kreinkraut with the Horst Wessel song.
And Jonathan Lynn, your one is Enemy at the Door. Right, well, level pegging so far, and now where I'm going to ask the teams to think up announcements for late arrivals later on in the programme. Late arrivals at the Vets Ball.
Vets.
Vets.
Vets Ball.
Now a game called Good News, Bad News, and this is where one team has to announce a piece of good news and the others have to provide the accompanying bad news. We go back and forth between the good news and the bad news until I press the buzzer, which is about the best news that you'll hear. And we're going to start now with you, Graham.
Good news. My wife has changed her appearance.
The bad news is she's growing a moustache.
The good news is in our window box.
Bad news is she's grown a geranium on her upper lip.
And the good news is it won first prize at the Chelsea Club.
Yeah, well, we'll give you the first prize for that. And Graham, we're going to ask you to start again, as you were so brilliant in that last round.
Oh, I know. The good news is that David Frost has just proposed marriage.
Bad news is Princess Margaret has turned him down.
The good news is Richard Nixon's accepted him on the rebound.
The bad news is Richard doesn't want children.
I like that one.
The good news is, neither does David.
The bad news is, it's too late anyway.
I'll press my buzzer again. Okay, Barry, you start it off now.
We'll go deaf.
Yes. The good news is, it's stopped raining.
Oh, fascinating. Where does he get a
buddy enough?
That's the way he tells us.
Do leave
the bad news. Bad news is, it always does just before an earthquake.
The good news is I'm flying out of the country in a minute.
The bad news is the earthquake is going to be at Heathrow Airport.
Never mind all that. The good news is Freddie Laker has introduced cheap flights to Australia.
The bad news is Freddie Laker has also introduced cheap flights from Australia.
He's settling in well. Too well.
The good news is that Nicholas Parsons is retiring.
The bad news is he's going into show business.
Good news, there's a human cannonball.
Bad news, he's just been fired.
Bless him.
Bad news?
Hear a word against him.
I think the best thing, teams, is for you to tell me when you want to stop.
We're begging you to stop all the way through.
We want to stop.
Because ever since that crack about Princess Margaret, we've been off the air anyway.
That wasn't the Princess Margaret.
No.
God bless her.
And then we go on to the round which we called Sound Charades. And I want your attention. This is so complicated. Because what happens is that I'm going to ask one team to make noises and the other team has to guess what those noises mean. And the audience is let into the secret by our secret voice, and the audience in the studio has a blackboard. We used to have a special kind of electronic machine here, but times are hard. And they'll be told what the answer is on that. It'll either be a play, a book, a film, or whatever. I'm going to start with you, Tim and Jonathan, and we'd like to know whether it's a film or a book or... TV or what?
Well, it's a film as far as I know. I don't know if there is a book of it.
There is,
but it'd be a follow-up book.
Okay.
I would imagine.
And for you listening at home, here it is.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
I'm sorry, we weren't listening. What was that? It's a...
Sorry, we weren't talking.
Oh.
Right.
15 all.
Right, if you'll tell them how many words, please, Tim.
I think it's six.
Six.
Yes.
Six. Six. And it's a film.
Yes. Yes. Mainly.
Right, let's have your charade.
Oh, that was a near thing.
What?
So was that. Oh, so was that.
Three flew over the cuckoo's nest. Seagulls over Sorrento.
Poor old Sorrento.
Sorry, George Seagull. And Albert Ross.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
Time's up.
No, it isn't. Six words. No.
I know what it is. It was Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah. And Graham and Barry, you're going to do another one now. And this one, I happen to know, is a film. And for you listening at home, this is what it is.
The Caine Mutiny.
And a book, wasn't it?
And a book as well.
No, the book, yes. The play was called Something Different.
Might have been a TV too, I mean.
And it was also a takeaway Chinese meal.
Sorry. The play was called Something Different.
How many letters?
Can we just have a recap? How many letters?
How many words?
Well, we don't get any mail on this programme.
How many words, Barry?
A film based on a play based on a book?
Yes.
And the play was called Something Different?
The play was called Something Different, just to help you.
How many words?
Three.
Three.
Including
whatever Lola wants.
Pardon?
No. Just
Okay, let's have your show. Yeah.
Trying to do an unknown.
Now I'm going to give all of you six of the best. You're not caning me, sir.
No, don't come near me with that cane.
I'll have none of that cane, sir. You'll have a mutiny on your head.
Whatever you do, do not
cane us mutineers.
We mutineers say no more cane. Cane, mutiny.
Mutiny on the Bounty.
Nearly.
Oh,
nearly. So near.
Raising Cane. No.
Cain and Abel.
Sugar.
We're getting near.
Sugar. Cain.
Think of Cain and mutiny.
But don't get misled.
The mutinous Cain.
The mutineers Cain. Could we hear it again?
No.
Oh.
I think we have to give up on this, don't you, Tim?
We'll do it again, Paul.
How many words was it?
Three.
It's obviously not the Cane Mutiny, otherwise...
Would you like to do it again? Do it again, Paul. Barry and Graham, do it again, Paul. They're a little bit slow.
Hello, Graham. Hello, Barry, Opie.
Nice to see you.
Well, I'm certainly not going to cut any more of this sugar-bearing crop.
Cane Mutiny.
Yes!
Why didn't you do it in the first place?
Yeah. You can't win them all.
Sorry, I thought you said school for scandal. Sorry.
That round leaves Graham and Barry struggling a bit, but it's early days yet.
They all say that, sir.
I don't believe that.
I don't mind what you believe. We're going on to the next round. And it's that old favourite, Mornington Crescent.
Oh.
Teams,
a breath the of
wild...
Sanity.
Oh, thank goodness.
Listen, teams, the wild letter is M.
M?
Oh, great.
M.
M for Mornington Crescent. Or
M.
No, M generally.
Who's starting? Sorry.
Oh, I don't mind.
Would you like to start?
Jonathan, start this one.
Gloucester Walk.
Ooh.
Euston Road.
Cricklewood Broadway.
Crickle?
Cricklewood.
Oh, Wood.
There's
sorry,
no M there.
Oxford Street.
Pardon?
Oxford Street. Now you think about it. I know what you're thinking there.
Oxford Circus.
Pall Mall.
Lavender Hill.
Okay. The Mall. Oh. Oh. No, no.
Oh, you've done.
Stop
Morningside
it.
Stop Drive.
It. Primrose Hill.
Deansgate, Manchester.
Mornington Crescent.
Yes,
Barry.
Is that actually... I suppose it is fair, yeah.
Well, there's a tense moment in the middle of that game, but Barry won that one. And we come to the section which is called Blues. This is where one of the teams gives the opposite team a topic for a blues. I want you to start singing the blues, Barry and Graham. Will you give them a topic, please, Tim and Jonathan?
Yes. The psychiatrist couch blues.
The psychiatrist couch blues.
I woke up this morning thinking I was a dog. Ouch. I said, ouch, man, you hear me say ouch, then ouch, ouch. So I rushed off to the psychiatrist. Right away with great dispatch, cause I ain't no slouch.
With the greatest dispatch.
You ain't no slouch. Ain't no slouch. Get up on my couch, said the psychiatrist. I said I ain't allowed upon the couch. Cause I think I'm a dog.
Too glossy.
Okay, not off. Barry and Graham, give a topic now for Tim and Jonathan.
Broadcasting Parliament.
Excellent.
Broadcasting.
Well, I woke up this morning.
Ah, yes, you did.
I listened to the broadcasting of Parliament on the BBC.
Quite right, too, sir.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. They were shouting about education. Woo! And whether or not it should be free. It should be free.
It should be free.
Then they had to adjourn the debate. When their mummies and daddies came to take them home for tea. Oh, yeah.
think.
Well, Barry and Graham win that round, judging from the applause of the audience.
Yes.
And I think we should have some applause for David Furman.
Only man
now transpires that David Furman has won that round. He got more applause than either of you. Right. Now, teams, this is where I ask you to announce your late arrivals for the Vets Ball. It's an open contest. Anyone can start.
So open. There was a draft.
Will you welcome, please? If you can bring yourself so
good on faces, no good on names.
Mr. and Mrs. Yuncat and their son, Perth Yuncat. Oh, he didn't stay long.
If you welcome, please, before anybody else brings him in, Mr. and Mrs. Malhusbandry and their daughter, Annie Malhusbandry.
Oh, there's Mr. and Mrs. Harriet and their son, James. Clever, that one. Clever, think about it.
Mr. and Mrs. Martins and their son, Bob.
Mr. and Mrs. Bees and their twin sons, Wally Bees and Ray Bees.
Also from Australasia, Mr. and Mrs.
What do you mean, all?
Wally Bees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Guru and their son, Ken Guru. Mr. and Mrs. Nian and their son from Britain, Pommy Ray Nian. And his duck, Bill the Platypus.
And also from Australia, Mr. and Mrs. Matosis and their daughter, Mitzi Matosis.
We have a lot to blame the colonies for.
And her chum, Anthrax.
Welcome, please, the widow, Mrs. Claire, this animal unfit to run, her daughter, Ida Claire, this animal unfit to run.
And also Mr. and Mrs. Min Deficiency Anemia, and their daughter, Vito Min Deficiency Anemia. And from America, Mr. and Mrs. Ringe, and their son, Cy Ringe.
And from Rice Lip, Mr. and Mrs. Mr. and Mrs. Potamus and their dropout son, the hippie Potamus.
Oh, there's George Shearing and his wife, Sheep.
Mr. and Mrs. Wobbles and their dog, the collie Wobbles.
And here's Mr. and Mrs. Samuel Taylor Coleridge and their parrot, Keats.
Excellent.
From Russia, Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Hours. And their son, Serge Eriaz.
Oh, there's Ivor Gelding. Sorry.
Mr. and Mrs. Sation and their son, Al.
Mr. and Mrs. Russell Carrier and their son, Jack.
Oh, I thought he came with me. Never mind.
I think this is
Mr.
probably...
Mr. and Mrs. has two humps as opposed to a camel. And their son, the musician, drummer Terry, has two humps and...
Oh, be upstanding, please. Her worship, the mayor.
Is that it?
I think it's probably the first time since this series started that nobody seems to have scored any marks at all. So, ladies and gentlemen...
Eric Heffer? Oh, no.
Until next time, from all of us, goodbye.
Harry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Jonathan Lynn were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with David Furman setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Geoffrey Perkins.